There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Good day program. So if you're still in Monday mode or the last hour mode or whatever, last night, last week, last month, last year, time for you to get with the program, as it were. The program is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Ken Kessler is here monitoring Facebook and Twitter and all the social media. I'm here to give you the runaround. You know what I mean? Round, get around. I get around. The focus on turkey this week, and I don't mean what we're having for Thanksgiving dinner or Christmas dinner. You know what I mean. There are a lot of people, a lot of eyes on turkey, where there is an agreement. There have been disagreements, plenty of disagreements, over the years as turkey has taken a somewhat independent, if not conservative, almost fearful stance when it comes to other activity in her part of the world. But this week, both of our countries, the United States of America and Turkey, have agreed to a plan that will hopefully rout ISIS, eliminate them, not only from Turkey, and the areas, there's a strip along the northern Syrian border where it meets Turkey that there obviously is a lot of problem. The terror group has been there. There have been problems with people trying to get over and get away from ISIS. So now the plan is to allow, as I understand it, Kenny, a safe haven for the Syrians that have been displaced and want to come into Turkey. It's about a 60-mile strip, I think. If I'm not mistaken.
And something like that, yeah.
Yeah, right. So this is a major step, so the United States says, toward increasing pressure on ISIS and easing the differences that there are in the Syrian conflict. Syria right next door to Turkey. There have been for how many years now? About 4 years. Plans and movement to try to get rid of Assad. And then I was going to say all of a sudden, but ISIS didn't appear all of a sudden. It appeared all of a sudden in the United States news media, but they've been around there and agitating ever since the destruction of Iraq. That's what started them and it. And so with that, the whole business in the Middle East became destabilized once again. Not that it wasn't destabilized enough. So there is a commitment, however, from Turkey to try to shut off some of the most important supply lines for ISIS. The goal here on the part of the Turks is to get rid of the Syrian dictator, Mr. al-Assad. They don't like him. A lot of people who were before ISIS trying to get out of Syria for different reasons and go to Turkey, that has created a great pressure on Turkey and its services and its systems. So with all these Syrians coming across the border, it's not unlike, you can sort of, I think, draw a correlation between what's happened here and what happens on our border. The Mexicans come streaming across the border. We have no way of shutting it off or stopping them, really. We don't seem to have the will to stop them. Well, the same is true where the Syrian border meets the Turkish border. Very porous. And they're just coming across to get away from, because Assad, as most people understand, has killed hundreds of thousands of the Syrians who are trying to get rid of him because he's, I mean, if for no other reason, a guy who's capable of killing hundreds of thousands of his own people, think about it that way. Think about a leader, a president of America, if you want to sort of put it into some perspective that you can understand it. And we are at war with each other, and the president says, okay, there are 100,000 people in San Francisco who are working against the government. Send the troops in and kill them all. That's basically what's been going on in Syria for about a dozen years. And it got worse and worse and worse till the people finally rose up. And you saw and you remember what happened until, whoop, wait a minute, ISIS shows up. So ISIS, once again, for about the fourth time in 10, 12 years, destabilizes the region. And you've got everybody, all eyes turned away from Assad to ISIS. And Assad's fighting ISIS, so now we become allies. It's the craziest thing that you can possibly, right? I mean, isn't it? The chaos there is crazy. The conflicts there are as long as your arm. So, anyway, the U.S. is not yet disclosing which Syrian insurgent group it's going to enlist, because that's what the deal is. Let one of the strong Syrian groups sort of guard the border. So that's the initial story. Let's see if we can work on a little bit more specific information. Reporter Aaron Banco has put together a lot of information that we're going to sort of probe as to last week's terror attack in Turkey. And that would be up next in the Information Department on the Doug Stephan Good Day program.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need to get my kids ready for back to school.
Well, Staples has everything they need at low prices, like comp books for just 50 cents, so they'll be 110% ready.
Wait, that's 10% more ready than totally ready.
Yep.
That extra 10% evens it all out.
Sorry?
Well, I'm usually 10 minutes late getting them to school, so.
That doesn't even it out.
Yeah, sure it does.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples. Make more happen. One subject notebooks are just 25 cents each, all season long.
Offer valid in-store only while supplies last. Limit 30 per customer. Ends 9/12/15.
BIC knows the importance of handwriting and is on a mission to save it. The act of handwriting can improve a child's self-confidence, spark their creativity, and make them a better reader. Join BIC's mission to save handwriting so that all children can reach their potential. Together, let's see how awesome writing can be, how awesome you can be. Learn how you can get involved and take BIC's pledge to save handwriting at BICFightForYourWrite.com. That's BICFightForYourWrite, W-R-I-T-E.com.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and home loss number 3030.
At Sam's Club, you get incredible savings every time you shop. And summer savings just got a little sweeter. Stop by your local Sam's Club and pick up limited time offers, like 3 pounds of red grapes for $4.98. That's just $1.66 per pound. And 6 packs of Sabra hummus and pretzel cups for $9.98. Keep tonight's dinner simple with a freshly prepared chicken parmesan and pasta dinner. Serves 4 for just $5.18 a pound. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
Okay, so you've tried to whiten your teeth before and know how annoying it can be. One, maybe you used the strips or the trays and that was too much work to deal with and it got messy. Two, maybe it was too sensitive on your teeth. Or three, maybe you have caps or crowns or veneers and it just wasn't working on those. That's why I use Power Swabs. Power Swabs, a clinically proven teeth whitening system that gets your teeth whiter and brighter in just 5 minutes. That's right, 5 minutes. I'm talking on average 2 shades whiter in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. Clinically proven. If you have caps, crowns, or veneers, Power Swabs can get rid of the stains on them as well. Who doesn't want a nice white smile to go with the good weather? Call now for your 5-minute solution to whiter and brighter teeth. 800-281-6829. That's 800-281-6829. Call now. Mention Doug Stephan. Get free shipping on your entire order. That's 800-281-6829 for Power Swabs. 800-281-6829. Doug Stephan, Good Day program. We have joining us now Aaron Banco, who is an international affairs writer for the International Business Times, specializing in all things Middle Eastern. She's worked as a freelance writer overseas, traveled around a lot. She writes, quote, Turkish officials said that at least 28 people had been killed in the suicide bombing attack outside the Amara Cultural Park in Zurich. And so we want to sort of figure this all out, why, the whys and the wherefores. Nice to have you here, Aaron. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
How much time have you actually spent in Turkey?
Ooh, let's see, over the past couple of years, probably about maybe a year or so on and off. Yeah.
How would you describe Turkey for those who have never been to Istanbul or any of the inland areas? Because there's quite a bit of difference between Istanbul and the rest of the country, is there not?
Yeah, no, there definitely is. I mean, Turkey's an amazing country in the sense that it's super diverse in terms of ethnicities and languages, but also the split between East and West. So if you're in Istanbul, you're going to feel like you're in parts of it, you're going to feel like you're in Paris, right?
Yeah,
so it's
right.
Very westernized, right?
Yeah.
But the further you move east, the more you're going to feel like you're in, you know, Asia or, you know, Afghanistan or Pakistan. And it has that feel to it, you know? And obviously, geographically, things change as you move east. But also, you know, if we're talking about what's been going on there in Turkey over the past couple of months, Turkey's Syrian border has been very volatile over the past few months. And as we saw this week, seems like Syria's war is really seeping into Turkey. And so that's been something that people in Istanbul don't really feel, obviously, but talk about. But the further you move east, the more you hear people talking about Syria and the war and the fact that it's coming to Turkey.
Well, one of the things, this is an area, again, looking on a map, you would see how close it is to all of the areas where ISIS has had influence, and a lot of Syrians are going across the border to find relief, or at least that's what they think. But then there are these sorts of things to worry about. 32 people, I think, were killed. 100 were wounded. If you didn't hear the story, this happened on Tuesday, a bombing, a suicide bomber. And ISIS taking credit or blamed? Which is it? Or both?
Yeah, this is sort of a funny story, right? Because the rhetoric that you hear from the Turkish government is that it wasn't ISIS, it was the PKK, which is a rebel and terrorist group affiliated with the Kurdish population.
Mm-hmm.
But if you talk to the people on the ground in this part of Turkey, they'll say, I know it was ISIS, it was definitely ISIS. And so it's very confusing not only for outsiders, but also for the people that live in Turkey. But from our contacts that we've talked to at the International Business Times, we've heard that this man was affiliated with ISIS in some ways, but the main headquarters of ISIS, they, you know, we didn't plan it, we didn't have anything to do with this. This guy just was, you know, had pledged allegiance to us, but wasn't really part of our organization at all.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's actually probably the most worrying part, right?
Yeah.
That there are people in this part of the country that are radicalized and feel an affiliation to this terrorist organization, but don't actually have any sort of influence in the group at all. And that's sort of the difference between, I think, a group like ISIS and a group like Al-Qaeda, which was extremely organized and had rules.
Right. One of the things that is also important to understand here in terms of the why Turkey is important, the economy of Greece has slowed down tourist visitations to Greece. Next door neighbor to Turkey. Turkey's a beautiful country. Now they're reaping the rewards, or at least they did prior to this week. And now people see this bomb, and they think, oh my God, I don't want to go to Turkey either. So it's bound to affect them economically, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the Turkish lira has been tanking against the U.S. dollar and the euro for maybe 8 months now, but I think that'll even get worse as time goes on. And, you know, for me personally, you know, I'm from Boston, New York, and I come home and I talk to people about where I've been, and they say, you're crazy for going over there. I can't believe you were over there. And I think people have a really, they have a misconception about really the country of Turkey itself, but also how widespread the terror is in the Middle East. And I think people don't understand that there are just pockets of this going on, and it doesn't affect an entire nation until it really bleeds into Syria and Iraq.
Right. There are a lot of protests that go on. Protests last fall in Turkey against the government's lack of support for Kurds battling ISIS. It's that sort of stuff. A lot of political and religious, I don't want to say fanaticism, but concern. All right, Aaron, good job. Thanks for updating us. Aaron Banko from the International Business Times reporting on what's going on in Turkey. Aaron, good day.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Extend your life with ExpandoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Night. And that dream that you're trying to live right every night. Eyes open, can't sleep tight. Hoping, hoping one day it'll pay off.
All right, before we get too carried away here with this, this is the New York rapper Prince Harvey, who has released a new album, and the cover spells it out, P-H-A-T-A-S-S. Shall I go through that again, because people may not have been paying attention. You got it?
No, we got it, yes.
The P-H.
Okay. So it was recorded, apparently, in secret at the Soho Apple Store in New York.
Okay.
He went in there to complain about his computers failing. He couldn't record anything at home. And apparently, this is the new state of the art. The new folks coming along are producing much of their music on an Apple, a Mac computer that has that studio editing stuff that we use to edit our material, right? Rich, it's the same stuff.
I got news for
same
you.
Same program?
Every what? Summer, I get 10 interns that come in here and work for the summer for 2 months.
Yeah.
Every single one of those kids knows how to edit video and audio and can post it to YouTube.
Really?
Every 19-year-old, my son, every 11-year-old can do the things that we used to be able to only do in radio stations. Now every 11-year-old can do the same thing.
Really?
Yeah.
So what did that say about us and our business?
Right.
I know.
Wow.
There's a whole lot of trash on YouTube that's just worthless garbage.
Yeah.
Knowing what to do, the content that goes into those editing programs and comes out of it, that's a whole different story.
Yep. Yeah, you're right about that. Our video of the day, let's talk about something else that was edited quite well. This was our actual video of the day on Friday. Today's video of the day is from Star Wars, a Star Wars fanatic who added special effects music and a bit of movie dialogue, turned a run-of-the-mill video of a couple of squirrels into an epic lightsaber fight. And 500,000 people have already watched this video of the day today at DougStephan.com, so check that out. The one that we're talking about now is a video from Kevin Bacon and the folks at the Alamo Drafthouse Movie Theater. It's a public service announcement in which Bacon threatens to arrest anybody in the movie audience who talks or texts during the movie.
Yeah.
It's pretty tongue-in-cheek. Listen, see what you think.
Oh, those kids don't know what they're getting into. What a great premise for a film.
You're under arrest.
What the hell are you talking about?
Tell it to the judge. Hello, my name is Kevin Bacon, and what you've just seen is a dramatized reenactment, but the intent is real. Talking and texting during a film is a crime. Don't let that happen to you. Remember, hey, you, drop the phone and put your hands in the air.
Sorry.
I sentenced you to life in jail for crimes against cinema.
Can you turn off the sirens? We can't hear the movie.
Snip it. Or you're heading to the big house, too.
Yeah, you can't arrest me because that's just a costume.
Hush. We're here to see you in the movie, not here to see you yelling at us.
No talking or texting in this theater. You need to text or talk. Take a walk.
Yeah. It's really 70s campy.
Yeah. Kevin Bacon, enjoy the film.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty funny.
Hey, well, it was well done, I thought.
You think
it was well done?
No, the beauty of it is that it's not well done.
Well, but I mean, well really done, and then it gets people's attention.
Right.
I think that's what I guess. I think it's
that's funny.
It's basically something we all are so tired of, especially those AMC, those little round ball, those annoying little whatever they are, and you see AMC amazing. I don't want to see any more of that junk. I want somebody to just tell me or remind me. I'm not serious. All that stupid stuff that they
How
have.
How awesome is Kevin Bacon? Well, I mean, look at that guy. What a career. From Animal House, thank you, sir, may I have another.
Yeah.
To turn your texting devices off.
And horribly violent.
The following,
Fox.
Yeah, right.
28 past the hour. We have a following here on Good Day, and thank you for that.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
With a cooling, drying, freshening of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sportscasting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond powder spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
I'm Joe Mantegna. The men and women of our nation's armed forces exemplify courage and leadership through their service to our country. When a soldier returns to civilian life, they can bring the same values and skills that they learned in the military and apply them to their workplace. So if you're an employer, on behalf of the Coalition to Salute America's Heroes, I urge you to hire smart and bet on a vet. It's a great way to show your appreciation for their service. To learn more, call this number or visit saluteheroes.org.
Growth can be an intimidating six-letter word, especially when the guys upstairs want 7% of it. That's why you need one eight-letter word, G-R-A-I-N-G-E-R, Granger. The G is for growth. From industry specialists to over 1 million products across almost every category, Granger has the resources to help us grow. Now, can you guess what my favorite four-letter word is? W-O-R-K. Let's get back to it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Have you noticed that in a disaster, the store shelves are emptied? Don't panic. You don't have to be part of the fear and chaos if you have a supply of GoFoods. GoFoods can help you rest easy knowing your greatest dependency of food is covered. Call now to take advantage of our Freedom Packs or set up your food savings account. Call us at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's 1-800-648-9753 or www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. 1-800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Stillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing, and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Now 33 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. In this hour, examining several items in depth and in detail. Ken Kessler and Doug Kenny monitoring the Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter Good Day. I probably should ask you about the continuing focus on Donald Trump and Bill Cosby, people in the news. How much space, time, and interest is that taking up with people who are commenting to the various issues that we're talking about here on Good Day, Kenny?
Oh, lots of comments about Donald Trump and about Bill Cosby.
Really? Together?
No, not too many, although some people have joked that they should run together.
Ah, there you go.
The Trump-Cosby ticket.
No. So of the Cosby thing, I don't know if it gets juicier, if that's the right terminology for it. I find as I look at the trending items at DougSteffen.com, the House and Senate are seemingly on a collision course before the highway bill gets passed or considered, and it is so full of corruption, I can understand why people would be talking about that. We were talking about the U.S. and Turkey negotiating a safe zone against ISIS, Turkey going after the Kurds. And then there's a Bill Cosby, the 35 women accusing Cosby of assault have been hacked in some way, shape, or form. Those who have been accused on the cover of the New York Magazine this week, and the magazine revealed a cover with a link to the story on Twitter, and I guess that was what was hacked, huh?
Yeah, the New York Magazine website was hacked, but it actually was hacked by somebody who, it was nothing about these women or Bill Cosby, it's somebody who hates New York.
I hate New York. All right, so then let's have a few Trump comments from, because that's something we haven't touched on here. What's new, or is it the same old, same old?
It's a lot of the same old, same old. John says he's definitely proving a point about the money in the election system. He's spending his own money to do what he's doing, and he can say whatever he wants in any context without fear of recourse. It's a pretty darn ingenious way of going about it.
Yeah, that's a good way. It's a healthy way. I think whether you agree with him or not, it doesn't make any difference. Well, it may make a difference to you as to what he has in the credibility factor, but it is a very important thing for us to realize, I think, as a country, how the corrupting influence of money from certain influential companies or individuals shapes the debate. With Trump, there isn't any of that other than his own prejudices and ideas, which are numerous, but so he puts his money where his mouth is, or the other way around, puts his mouth where his money is. Okay, so there's one. Go ahead, Ken.
Martha says, Trump sure is getting lots of free advertising time. He's on all the networks all the time, and he's going to keep saying outlandish things to keep this going. How long will it last?
Well, what's the difference? What's your point, madam? I guess would be my question. He's getting a lot of attention from people. He's making a lot of noise, getting us to think about a lot of things. I'm not sure I get your point. Next.
Paul says, Trump is going to take his $10 billion and turn that into a job that pays $400,000 a year. Is that the kind of financial thinking we want in the Oval Office?
That's a specious, foolish comment as well. That isn't the way you look at this, or at least that wouldn't be the way I'd look at it. You can look at it the way if you want to, but that's not. Well, he's not interested in the money here. He's interested in influencing public policy and having his ego assuaged. That's really what his deal is all about. And there was somebody yesterday who said instead of $10 billion, he's only worth $4 Okay, well,
I would take that.
Yeah,
I'd take half in cash.
Yeah. Take one-tenth in cash. All right, what else have you got?
Terry says, our election season starts way too soon. Mm-hmm. The money you have to raise to be viable is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Eventually, I even get tired of seeing the candidate that I support.
I get tired of the whole thing. The British have the right idea. Most of the parliamentary type election circumstances, and I'm thinking about some other circumstances, aren't necessarily primarily parliamentary provisions in them, but most countries do not do. As a matter of fact, I don't know any other country who makes such sport and creates such a fiasco out of elections as we do. Can you think of, Kenny, any other country in the world that does the crazy, stupid stuff that we do in the name of election? It may be just because the news media is so powerful and they're so interested in stirring the pot for their own gain that we have this continuing cycle. As soon as the election's over, okay, who's running next? And that's so much in the counter of many of the philosophies that are prevalent today among Americans, the now, the possibilities of now, the power of now, that book and the whole philosophy by Tolle. All of these things that sort of roar in the face of reality. Our reality is not 2016. Our reality is today, July the 28th. That's what our reality is. Who knows? The hoopla about Trump is man-made, if you will, media-made. And so it's good because it gets people to buy a newspaper or watch a particular television channel, whatever it is, because that's their enterprise. And they're in business to make money for their stockholders. And they're doing a good job of getting people's attention because of this sort of thing. He's a creation of his own willpower and the news media. That's it. There's no other creation here. All right, what else, Kenny?
Richard says, for all everyone says about Trump, he knows exceedingly well the value of a snarky soundbite. The idea of him flinging dirty bombs at the so-called viable candidates during next week's debate fills me with anticipation.
Well, that's what it'll be. It'll be a circus. That's all. A wrestling match in a circus. And so you see, but again, it's handy made for television and news media scrutiny. That's what it's about. Who else is going to care about what happens in that debate next week? I'm not going to care. Are you?
No.
Nah. Right, anything else?
One more. Patricia says, it's great that Trump's number one right now, but do debates this far away from the election make any difference?
No. No, everybody will forget everything.
Polls.
Right. Polls and debates. Neither make any difference at this point in time. Things that do make a difference, focusing on things that are here and now. You may or may not have seen and or heard of the study done on teenagers and the impact that marijuana has on them. Teens who have legal permission to use marijuana are 10 times more likely to say they're addicted than those who get the drug illegally, which I find interesting. Want me to repeat that? If you're using marijuana and you're a teenager and it's medical marijuana, you are likely to say that you're addicted to the drug or to pot or marijuana, whatever you want to call it, than those who get the drug illegally. University of Michigan looked at 4,400 high school seniors, including 48 who had medical marijuana cards, 266 used other medical marijuana, and those who bought the drug from street dealers, and that was the result. Teens who used medical marijuana were far more likely to report problems with addiction, and that's a very important finding, it seems to me, it's conversationally anyway. So let's go one step further. Let's talk to a father whose name is Todd Mitchum. He'll join us next on Good Day, and we'll talk about how he talks to his children about his use of marijuana. That's next here on Good Day.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah chartered industrial bank. Member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/rate. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/rate. That's Prosper.com/rate.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
Sam Adams, summer ale season. I love the summer ale.
Cheers.
Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams summer ale.
It's perfect.
It'd be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer.
It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams summer ale.
Boss beer, pretty awesome, man. Super sponsor.
No student's ever been king of the classroom on day one, but with the right gear from Office Depot Office Max, like a new JamSport backpack, a Dell 2-in-1 laptop, and Stellar notebooks, your kid will be walking with varsity-level swagger. That's that new gear feeling. Shop with our experts to get great savings on a wide selection of school gear. And right now, buy one, get one 50% off on all HP Inc. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for school. Gear up for great. Limit 2. Multi-packs count as 1, ends 8-1.
There may have never been a roaring 20s, not for John and Horace Dodge. And that roar has only gotten louder over time, thanks to the Dodge Challenger and Charger RT Scat Pack Editions. 6.4-liter Hemi V8, 485 horsepower, and 475 pound-feet of torque. That's some thunder. And if you listen closely, you can almost hear the Dodge brothers. It sounds like they're still having a pretty good time. Dodge, their spirit lives on. Dodge and Hemi are registered trademarks of FCA US LLC.
Ready to become an entrepreneur and purchase a business, but need funding? Sure, you can ask Dad, Aunt Betty, or friends for money. Or you can turn to a company that has helped more than 10,000 entrepreneurs successfully launch their dreams of business ownership, Benetrends Financial. Through Benetrends' proven and innovative funding strategies, entrepreneurs like you get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically. Get started today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrends.
Doug Steffen, Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Kenny Kessler, and Rich McFadden, and I say hi to Angela Burnett, who's one of our Facebook followers. Nice to have you along, Angela. Also, a hello to Todd Mitchum, who is a Colorado father of three, co-founded a dating app for stoners called Hi There. He is involved in trying to figure out what the facts are and to tell the children of the world, children in his community, his own children, about marijuana. Thank you for joining us, Todd. Nice to have you here. Do you use marijuana?
I do, yeah.
Yeah. And so how do you keep from using it around your children? When they do they smell it in your home and they ask you questions about it?
No, my kids have known about cannabis ever since, ever since 2012, when the election year cycle was really ramping up and Amendment 64 here in Colorado was being pushed pretty hard for recreational cannabis. We were talking about it a lot in the house.
Yeah. How old are your children?
Right now they're 11, 9, and 7.
How old were you when you first smoked a joint?
I think I was probably 19.
Where'd you get it?
20.
Where'd you get it?
I was in college. So I think someone just handed it to me.
Really?
At a party one night. You know, kind of the way most of us did back in the day, so to speak. You know, it was just sort of given to us by a friend or someone who knew someone, you know.
So if you caught your children smoking pot now, what would you say to them?
At this age, I would be pretty concerned. You know, for me, children don't really have any business with THC-laden cannabis. You know, there's still lots of uncertainties about it. So I think at this age, obviously, it would be a concern. But we would talk about it, and we talk about it a lot. I'm in the industry. I've been in the industry 2 years.
So you're in tell us what you do for a living. I forgot to ask you that. Sorry.
Well, right now, I'm currently the co-founder and CEO of Hi There, which is a social networking and dating tool for people who are cannabis enthusiasts around the world. So essentially, it's kind of like if, you know, Tinder and Facebook came together and had a child, it would be Hi There. We do a little bit of both. Dating is one big part of it, and social connectivity is the other part.
Mm-hmm. And what about your wife? What role does she play in discussing this with the children?
Well, I'm divorced, so my ex-wife is actually against cannabis. She's not a fan, never has been.
Is that why you got divorced?
I am divorced. Yeah, I've been divorced.
But is that why you divorced over your use of marijuana?
Oh, no, absolutely not. No, we had a lot of other issues that had nothing to do with cannabis, for sure.
So you understand this is becoming a big, or could become a big problem, because there are a lot of states that want to legalize marijuana, and the people who are adults who want to use it, that's swell, but it does seem that these sorts of things trickle down, and just talking, children are going to do what you do. You know that. Psychology will tell us that children don't pay any attention to what you say. They watch what you do, and they follow your actions. That's just the way it is. That's human nature. So in this circumstance, if the children know you're using pot and you tell them not to, they're going to laugh at you.
Well, possibly. But, you know, it's interesting. Kids see us, you know, I'll have wine every couple nights by the fire, too, and my kids aren't picking up a bottle of wine and starting to drink it, and they have no interest in it. So I think what we
How do you know that? How do you know that? Are you watching them 24 hours a day? How do you know they're not smoking pot or drinking wine when you're not there?
Well, the same way with the cannabis is in the house. All the alcohol in our house is, you know, kept in a place where the kids can't access it unless I see it. So there's that. And there's also the fact that they're just not interested in it. You know, we talk about it a lot. And in this state, you know, the Denver Post wrote about the fact that teen use is down in Colorado. And they think in large part it's about education, about kids being informed. And it's not as interesting interesting as it used to be. You know, when it's underground.
Well, when it's illegal, yeah, maybe there's a, this fellow from Weed the People, Bruce Barcott, has two children in Washington State.
Yeah,
he basically says, you know him, he says the same thing. If it's illegal, you're going to be more interested in it than if it's legal. But I think there's a lot of material here. Is there a place to go? Hi there app is not, that's for dating. What about advice for parents along these lines? Anything in writing anywhere that people can go to?
Yeah, well, I encourage parents to reach out to groups, like NCIA and Normal.
Right. Okay.
And there are parent groups that are all right. About it.
Got it. Todd Mischief, thank you for joining us here, and good day.
In recent years, we have witnessed the most catastrophic disasters in history. Earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, typhoons, and more. Legacy Premium Food Storage will prepare you. Our great-tasting, non-GMO quality food products have a 25-year shelf life, are the most affordable on the market, and are American-made. They're perfect for hiking, camping, and road trips, too. Be prepared with the best. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. That's SurvivalFoodAlliance.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here, have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but
you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
My cap blew off. Swing it around. We'll pick it up.
But, sir, we're on the mission.
Good thinking. Yeah, we'll pick it up on the way back. You got to mark your spot, though. Put Rabinowitz in a life raft. Have him row in circles until we return.
It could be days.
Then put some food in the life raft. For God's sake, man, do I have to think of everything? We'll take his favorite shows. He won't miss anything.
It's not unusual, you want to be loved by anyone. It's not unusual, you want to have fun with anyone.
Now that you killed the bad guy and made the world safe for democracy, what are you going to do to cash in on your newfound fame?
I'm going to Disneyland.
Yeah, let me cry.
My God.
I want
to die. You'd be carrying your face home in a doggy bag.
You want to go.
That's Charlie Sheen, Lloyd Bridges, father of Jeff, and what's the other brother's name?
Bo,
that's right, too. And a character actor. He started out life as a bad guy in B-movies, Lloyd Bridges did. And he graduated to a television show about a diver. I wonder how he would have treated the Sharknado stuff. And then, somehow or other, he got into a bunch of movies, and like Leslie Nielsen, became a comic actor. He became a parody of all of the silly stuff that you would see, and he was very good at it, frankly.
He was great at it, not good, great at it.
Yeah, he really was. So that's how he finished his career. So actor Lloyd Bridges there in the movie Hot Shots, which was the number one movie this week in 1991. Tom Jones with a theme, It's Not Unusual.
It's not unusual to be.
Before Roberta Fasanelli loved Bruce Springsteen, she used to go, Rishi, she had the same affinity for Tom Jones. She used to go sit in the front row.
I love Tom Jones.
I'd watch Tom
Jones. I would throw my underwear at him.
Yeah, I know you would, Roberta. That's right. I brought that up. 55.
He would appreciate it.
Past the hour.
Yeah, she throws her underwear at us.
I need a shower.
Yeah, right. Roberta, no. Rivers, not the focus here. Chuck Curry and his movie news up next here on Good Day.
David Beckham, one ordinary man on an extraordinary mission, getting what he wants from wireless.
All I want is something unlimited. All in, one price.
He's up against AT&T's complicated plans.
You have to use the whole portion of data from the current month before you use the rollover.
Battling Verizon's outrageous prices.
So it's $140 plus $15 for any additional gig, plus another $27 a month for your phone.
That is not a good deal.
David Beckham is right. David Beckham is right. Luckily, Sprint has what he's after. All in wireless. Watch what happens at Sprint.com/all in. Confused about whether or not you're getting the full story from the other guys? Get all in wireless from Sprint. Unlimited talk, text, high-speed data, and your pickup phone for $80 a month, all in.
Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, international premium content. Requires $36 activation fee and well-qualified credit. Includes $20 for 24 months on lease with new line on iPhone 6, 16 gigabytes, Galaxy S6, 32 gigabytes, or HTC One M9. And varies on other smartphones. Coverage and offer not everywhere. Prohibited network use rules and restrictions apply. Compared to 20 gigabyte plan with Edge hotspot and international texting. See web for details. Parts are property of the owners.
Hi, Chuck really becomes very, very possessive of his time. And often he says things that are nasty, aimed at me, when he doesn't get enough time on the air. So I could spend this time talking about literally nothing, Chuck, or I can give the time to you for you to come up with something, or nothing, whichever you prefer.
Well, I was going to ask you if you saw Sharknado 3 last night, but I'm going to assume the answer is no.
Yeah, it's a good assumption. Next question.
You know, I just, real quick, you know, it's amazing how much buzz the Sci-Fi Channel gets off this franchise.
Amazing.
But the truth of the matter is when the ratings come in, it's only like 1.5 million viewers will watch it, but it feels like 25 million.
It's like the Super Bowl.
Everybody is talking about this today. Whether they saw it or they didn't see it, check out the poll at DougStephan.com. There's already a Sharknado 4 that's in the works. For whatever the reason, it's so silly. And working up to it, how many shark weeks were there on television with shark movies? They had on CNBC a special Shark Tank week. Yeah. It's all about sharks because of this silly movie.
It's a hype machine on a big time scale.
Yeah,
I'll get to some movie news. LeBron James reportedly signed a production deal with Warner Brothers, leading to heavy speculation that they're going to pursue a sequel to the 1996 very popular movie Space Jam. Now, I saw a train wreck last weekend, and LeBron James is in that movie playing himself. And let me tell you, Doug, LeBron James can act. He's actually really, really good.
I suppose the line is, "You ever seen him on the court?" Yeah, keep going.
So if they do a sequel to Space Jam and LeBron James anchors it, I'm all for it.
All right, I want to ask you a question.
Yeah.
I want to ask you a question. Robert Duvall has a new movie coming out this weekend that is on Amazon TV. It looks quite good. It's an older cowboy character story. Why the heck wouldn't they put that onto the big screen?
There's so many. It's a good question. I did ask because Amazon's getting into the movie business, and that's one of the forms, which is called streaming, which is gaining a lot.
So put it on movie theaters, and then
that's
put
not
it on
their
Amazon.
Venue, though. Their venue is the TV.
I know. Well, I'd like to see the movie theater.
Get used to it. It's the future.
Thank you, Rich, very much. Chuck Curry with his movie news. You feel satisfied? You have enough time today, Chucker?
Yeah, not bad, Doug.
Good. Okay. 59 after on Good Day.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.